This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. Replying to a debate, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country.
We're focusing on a lot of structural reforms, but our efforts are not restricted only to that. We have deepened financial inclusion, took banking to the last citizen, and ensured that citizen-centric banking is importantly served as an interface. 55 crore Jandan accounts have been opened, of which over 55% of them are women, and 66% have been in rural or semi-urban centered bank branches."
The Lok Sabha has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, Anand, as a university, to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University, and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to the debate on the bill, Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah said that this legislation will empower the rural economy and help in creating self-employment and developing small entrepreneurs. The Ministry of Defence has signed contracts for procurement of 155mm x 52 calibre advanced towed artillery gun systems and high mobility vehicles 6x6 gun towing vehicles to enhance Indian Army's operational readiness. The contracts were signed with Bharat Forge Limited and Tata Advanced System Limited in New Delhi at a total cost of about 6,900 crore rupees. NDA MPs from Bihar met at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi over dinner yesterday. BJP President JP Nadda, senior leaders of JDU, LJPR, Hindustan Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha attended the meeting along with BJP MPs from Bihar. The meeting, which took place ahead of the Bihar Assembly polls scheduled later this year, was intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and Indian Navy carried out successful flight test of indigenously developed vertically launched short-range surface-to-air missile from the integrated test range Chandipur off the coast of Odisha yesterday. The flight test was carried out from a land-based vertical launcher against a high-speed aerial target at very close range and low altitude. It has established the near-boundary low-altitude capability of the missile system. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, should be designated as an entity of concern. Dismissing the findings of the recently released 2025 annual report by USCIRF, MEA spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that USCIRF continues its pattern of using biased and politically motivated assessments. He made these remarks after USCIRF in its report claimed that attacks against India's minorities rose in 2024. In the IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 8 wickets at Guwahati. Kolkata Knight Riders surpassed the target of 152 runs, scoring 153 runs for 2 wickets in only 17.3 overs. Earlier put into bat, Rajasthan Royals posted 151 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.